Thank you very much, Valero, in the Sportsplex. I don't know how we got into such a debate on LeBron and the Heat as if there was something that could have changed 4 years ago when he went to Cleveland. There was nothing. I actually do believe that there was nothing Pat Riley could have done. I think LeBron's mind was made up after his 4 years with the Heat. I think probably around the end of, say, 3 years, he started to think in terms of college, because that became the narrative. So I don't really think that there's anything that Pat Riley could have done, that LeBron James could have been swayed. I think everything was, his mind was made up. But it is interesting to go back and figure out what could have been, where you might have been, how things could have been different. And I'm sure Cleveland will go through the same thing when he leaves, if he leaves. I think he will leave.
To be honest, on the big, you know, big situation, and I do feel as if Pat, his pride made him do that. Because if your wife's already packing her bags, then you, yeah, well, leave then if you want to leave. You know, you're not sitting there yelling at her and begging her to stay. That's why I was Pat. I think if Pat thought he had, to your point, if Pat thought he had a chance, you go at it a different way.
But the only argument against that, not to relitigate it, but the only argument against that is, why did he fly his ass out to Vegas then to be disrespected a second time?
That is against my entire argument. Because why would you chase the lady? You know what I'm saying? Why would you chase the lady that already packed and went to Vegas?
We are expecting Ice Cube and Gary Payton around 4:20 this afternoon, so about 15 minutes from now. Yesterday, we gifted you with an Eric Valero Spanish call of Ray Allen's The Shot. We took Mike Breen's call. Valero turned it into Spanish, word for word. Bang! Became explosion. In fact, play the Mike Breen call. Can you do that? Here's Ray Allen's The Shot. This was 5 years ago yesterday.
Should the Spurs foul? Should Miami go for the three right away? Just attack the basket. James catches, puts up a three. Won't go. Rebound Bosch. Back out to Allen. His three-pointer. Bang! Tie game with 5 seconds remaining.
And in case you wanted to hear that in Spanish, that was our concept yesterday, was I told Valero to find the Spanish radio call because that would be exciting. Valero originally couldn't find it, so he said, well, I'll just recreate it and no one will know the difference. And so he did this.
Deberían los Spurs foul. Debería ir Miami por los tres ahora mismo. James capturas, pones los tres. No hit. Rebote Bosch. Volver a Allen. Su triplete. Explosión. Juego de empate con 5 segundos.
Explosion also changed LeBron James to LeBron James.
James.
And people loved it. It became his calling card, Explosion. Instead of translating bang to bang, which I said yesterday, I don't care if you're a little boy growing up in Morocco, Puerto Rico, Illinois, or Antarctica. You can pretend you're shooting a gun, you go bang. It's just the sound, bang.
Yes.
Valero looked for an actual translation. It became explosion. And that was the call. He also thought no one would know. If we just played that as the radio call, no one would know. So we said, let's hear some other great things in your version of a Spanish play-by-play call. Now, I don't know if you recall Jimmy Cephalo's call of your interception of Tom Brady.
Oh, Lord.
So here's Jimmy Cephalo interception of Tom Brady to save the game.
Cameron Wake on the field now, the pass rushing specialist. Going after him. Got him. Oh, he got the football, but he picked off. Channing Crowder with an interception at the 38-yard line. And this football game is all but over.
Now, Jimmy Cephalo had no idea what was going on there, which is perfect for Valero. Because he doesn't know what's going on.
Wait,
anywhere.
What?
So here is Eric Valero mimicking what he just heard Jimmy Cephalo do.
Cameron Wake está en el campo, el especialista en apresuramiento, yendo detrás de él, lo atrape. No, él consiguió el balón. No, lo eligieron. Channing Crowder con la intercepción en la línea de 38 yardas. Y este juego de fútbol está por terminar.
There you go. Look at that. Just the way it sounded like on El Sol.
There
was a hard word in there. Apresuramiento.
I mean, you
like
turned
that.
It into a 19-syllable word.
Pass rushing specialist. Who would have thought?
It sounded like you were having a stroke while you said that.
Camarón Wake está en
Camarón
el campo.
Wake.
El especialista en apresuramiento. Yendo detrás de él. Lo atrape. No. El consiguió.
No.
El balón. No.
No.
Lo eligieron. Channing Claro con la intercepción en la línea de 38 yardas. Y este juego de fútbol está por terminar.
38 yardas. Congratulations.
Thanks, man.
I have to tell you, when you get a play and it's translated into Spanish by Falero, you've made it.
You know what? I have an issue with something we've talked about on the show with you. Chicharrones. Mm-hmm. How do you say them?
Chicharrones.
And what's the little meat paste things?
Oh, the
patelito?
Not patelitos. The things that your parents brought.
Croquetas. Croquetas. A patelito.
Sí.
I see.
Sí.
Ay, I don't know.
Pollo tropical.
So why, when Falero says my name that's English, he doesn't say Channing Crowder? He says, Channing Crowder.
Channing Crowder.
No. So if you're translating to try to sound like them, we need to do it the other way. I have a problem. My name's not.
Saying,
my name's not Channing Crowder. So if you go to croqueta, when you go the other way, you need to go to Channing Crowder.
Listen, he made LeBron James LeBron James.
But you have to say my argument's legit.
So if he's going to do it for LeBron, he's going to do it for you.
Is my argument? My argument's legit though.
Now here is what do we have here. We've got the this is Josie and the Duke Miracle.
Yes.
All right. We played this earlier in the show. This is Joe Zagacki. This is the kickoff return at the Duke game that gave Miami an incredible victory. Corn Elder, of course, Mais Elder. He was the hero. Here's how Joe Zagacki made it sound.
Here's the kick. It's a squib kick. Just fall down on it. So you save some up. We're going to throw it. Here's a pass to the other side of the field. And it's caught by Corn Elder. Elder's got it at the 30-yard line. He's surrounded. Now he pitches it back to Jaquan Johnson. He picks it up on one hop. He's running backwards. He's looking for a block. He throws it backwards, and it's caught there by Mark Walton. Walton trying to keep it alive. He gets it to Jaquan Johnson. He tosses it back. Here comes another pitch. And Corn Elder has it. Looks left. Throws right all the way back to the goal line. Looking for a block is Dallas Crawford. He keeps it alive. Chucks it all the way across the field. And it's caught there at the 15. There's a big block at the 30. To the 35, to the 40. To midfield. And still going is Corn Elder. He's at the 40-yard line.
Come on,
oh,
baby.
He might go. He's at the 20. He's at the 10. At the 5. He scores. He scores. Corn Elder scores. It's a touchdown. It's a touchdown. It's a miracle in Durham, North Carolina.
Now, again, Corn Elder in Falero Spanish call should be Maíz Viejo. And you do hear Don Bailey Jr., DBJ, in that call. And in Falero Spanish call, you will hear De Bejota. It's the Spanish version of DBJ. Here is Falero doing it.
Aquí está la patada. Es una patada squib. Solo caer sobre ella. No, lo van a lanzar. Aquí hay un pase al otro lado de campo y es capturado por Corn Elder. Anciano lo tiene en la línea de 30 yardas, está rodeado. Ahora se lo devuelve a Jaquan Johnson.
Jaquan
lo
Johnson.
Recoge de un salto que hacía atrás. Él está buscando un bloque, lo arroja hacia atrás y es atrapado ahí por Mike Walton. Walton tratando de mantenerlo vivo. Él se lo lleva a Jaquan Johnson. Él lo tira de vuelta, aquí viene otro lanzamiento. Y Corn Elder lo tiene, se ve a la izquierda, lanza todo el camino de regreso a la línea de gol. Buscando un bloque es Dallas Crawford, lo mantiene vivo. Lanza todo el camino a través de campo y está atrapando allí en el 15. Hay un gran bloque en la 30.
¡Gran bloque!
A los 35, a la 40. Hacia el centro del campo y todavía está yendo es Corn Elder. Está en la línea de 40 yardes. ¡Ay, Dios mío! ¡Podría ir! Está en la 20. Está en el 10. Está en el 5. ¡El marca! ¡El marca! ¡Puntaje de Corn Elder! ¡Es un touchdown! ¡Es un touchdown! ¡Es un milagro! ¡En Durham, Carolina! ¡Derrote!
It's produced so poorly. The crowd starts cheering way after the exciting thing is starting to happen. It's just all over the place. Well done. So one of the things that he's working on for tomorrow, he had done a call of Greg Camarillo, the 1-15 season, the catch, but he had done it with the television call. And so when I came in today and I listened to it, I go, no, we need the radio call where Jim Mandich calls him Rich Camarillo. And so we go back and we listen to it. We find the radio call, and he's going to do it in Spanish. The funny thing is, you know, you talked yesterday about how people were celebrating, and you were like, we're 1-12 now? Like, yes. What are you celebrating? Listen, do you have the radio call? Just the actual radio call? This radio call, I mean, you'd think they won the Super Bowl. And wait till you hear them scream all over each other. Now, you got to listen to this one more time. It's three guys, Joe Rose, Jimmy Cephalo, Jim Mandich, screaming all over each other. All hell is broken loose in the booth because the Dolphins are going to win their first game in 13.
Camarillo's got it. 40. He might 30. Score. He may go the deep. He got it. The Bobby Dolphins are going to win.
Crazy.
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
It's crazy.
Like, they're cheering for not being terrible.
I mean, screaming like they had won a Super Bowl. It's crazy. I want to take a break here because Ice Cube and Gary Payton are scheduled to join us next, talk about the Big Three Basketball League, which kicks off on Friday.
I'm going to tell them about Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood
first
Market.
First question out of the box.
Man, if they like food, which everybody does, you got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. And if you live in South Florida, seriously, you got to get over to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. They've been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. They know what they're doing. Thousands and thousands of families have made Delaware a tradition, a weekly, a bi-weekly, a tri-weekly tradition like my family. We eat three meals a day from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, and when you go one time, you will too. They have it all. Don't forget the bean dip, the crab dip, the fish dip, the conch salad, the bean salad, potato salad, and right now the smoked salmon dip. So good, make you want to slap your mama. You got to try the smoked salmon dip, but it's all delicious. Made right there at Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Then next, you have all your lamb, beef, veal, and pork. Then you have your poultry, duck, and turkey. Two different type of lobsters, 15 different type of shrimp, 20 different species of fish, locally caught. They swim in daily, some filleted, some whole, some smoked. You got to get to Delaware. The selection's amazing. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire selection. Everything I just said, escargot, frog legs, venison, alligator meat, everything you can think of, guys. DelawareChicken.com. They'll tell you exactly what they have and call them in advance. They're going to save you time. They're going to save you money. They're going to give you delicious food. Call them in advance at 954-983-6831. That's 954-983-6831. When you know what you want, tell them what you want. Your order be packaged and ready when you get there. That's saving you time. You heard the selection earlier. The prices are amazing, like large shrimp, only $11.99 a pound. Delicious. Grass-fed ground beef, only $9.99 a pound. The chicken kebabs are awesome. You have the onions and the peppers and the chicken, $5.99 each. And tilapia fillets only $6.99 a pound. Get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. Take advantage of those prices. Take advantage of delicious food. And just get on the bandwagon. Because like I said, I eat every meal, three meals a day. Every time we eat at the house, where the food is from Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. And I promise you, once you go down there one time, you will be there again. 441 one block south of Sterling Road. When you get down there, tell them Crowder sent you. Radio.com.
Crowder.
All right.
Oh, yeah, they know me.
But give them my street name, though.
What's your street name?
Mark Hockman.
I said that.
All right.
What's your business name?
Mark Hockman.
And in the streets?
Mark Hockman.
Oh, okay.
All right, so make sure.
Send them that audio so they know exactly.
Yeah, just make sure you differentiate for them so that we're all. Because I've got my crew, JWA.
JWA?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Jews with Attitude.
Tell Cube about that one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what? The Beastie Boys did okay.
Mm-hmm.
maybe a little play on the Beastie Boys. You get Cube involved.
You know, I was looking at the Big Three Twitter account, and they have, I think, there's a team, what are they called? Three something or whatever. But they did the Beastie Boys pose, and they did the Threestie Boys. And they I got to show you this picture. It's actually really clever.
Is that a sales point? The name, like the clever team names? Because that's.
Well, I have to tell you, if you look at all the stuff that the Big Three Basketball League does, like, it's done perfectly. Have you looked at, like, the rosters? I mean, you're talking about, I'll talk to Cube and Gary Payton when they call in, but it's like a who's who of basketball past and some present. You know who's on one of the rosters who made the team this season? Robert Height. Remember him from the University of Miami?
Number 22 for the Canes, I think.
Yeah. Robert Height is on one of the Big Three teams. So, but
it's like the momentum. They're gaining momentum.
Well,
right now.
Are they? I don't know. I honestly don't know. Because I remember last season, I was totally into game number one, and then my interest in it waned. But, you know, they're back for a year or two. So, obviously, something went well. And it's coming to Miami this year.
Yeah.
So, I'm actually excited to see that. But I'm telling you, from... You know, Gary Payton's one of the coaches, but Dr. J's one of the coaches. Rick Barry's one of the coaches. George Gervin's one of the coaches. Like,
it is extremely difficult to start a new sport in 2017.
A new league.
But it's a new league. No, 3-on-3
well, I guess
is
it is a new
sport.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion, I think they're doing the best they can by starting a new sport this late in the game. They're behind NFL, NBA, all the NHL, everything. They're behind them. You have MMA. UFC, they're behind them. Like, I think they're doing a pretty good job with the attention they have so far.
And then they've got this great, you know, television deal with FS1. And then Ice Cube, I was seeing on Twitter, is complaining that ESPN, and this makes sense, ESPN won't cover them. And it's sport. Like, whether you have the rights or not, it's sport. Anyway, they're there.
Oh.
This is exciting. We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Two legends, right?
Yes.
Ice Cube, Gary Payton. Down. Big Three Basketball League starts up again Friday in Houston. There is a stop, as I was telling you, in Miami this season. It is week 5 of the season, so it's July 20th at the American Airlines Arena. I'm going with my son when it's here. League, obviously, co-founded by Ice Cube, and Gary Payton's the coach of the Three-Headed Monsters. And, of course, Heat fans need no introduction to Gary Payton, so this is fun. And there they are. You're both there?
Yeah.
This is exciting. I don't know where to start, man. I don't know where to start. I'm going to start with Ice Cube. Because the star power, I was just talking with Crowder. The star power in this league is great. From the coaches like Gary Payton and Dr. J, George Gervin, Rick Barry, who's a University of Miami guy. How excited are you for season 2 of the Big Three?
Man, I can't wait. You know, I've been, like, saying this for months. It's like, This off season has taken forever, so I'm ready for them to go. I can't wait till, you know, we in that Toyota Center on Friday, and we playing basketball. So it's almost here. I'm ready. I'm excited, man.
Hey, Cube, how's it working out, man? Because I know you might have some people push back when you say, really, we were talking about it before y'all got on, bro. Well, you started a new league. They weren't showing 3-on-3 basketball on TV at this level with the stars. Like, how successful was it from your initial thought of the Big Three until now starting the second season?
Well, you know what happened? You know, it's like in my dreams, this is how it happened. And, you know, it just came as a reality. You know, it was a lot of hard work to get it there. It wasn't really just kind of coming up with the idea and roll the ball out there and let them play. It was trying to convince people that this is a viable game at the pro level and that these guys can still perform and be an attraction. And so, you know, it took a lot of convincing, but at the end of the day, this is the product that I envisioned, and, you know, I see even bigger and better things for it.
Ice Cube and Gary Payton are with us. I'm going to get to Gary Payton here in 1 second, but I do, along the lines of what Crowder just asked you, is there a guy in the league where Ice Cube, you go to yourself, I can't believe this guy works for me. Like, I got to go get a picture with this guy. Not only does he work for me, but here I am hanging out with this guy. Is there a guy?
I don't think of it like that. You know, I don't think of these guys working for me because it's their league. You know, I'm a facilitator. You know, I'm a guy who sets the stage and lets them do what they do. But, you know, this is a very player-friendly is the wrong word, but, you know, it's like player-family league. So I don't look at it like that. What I look at it is like let these guys, you know, letting me, you know, have any kind of say in their basketball career is incredible. It's incredible trust that so I cherish that. And I cherish that they do let me hang out, you know, and watch them play basketball. So that's dope too.
Big Three Basketball League starts Friday. You can watch it on FS1 or Fox every Friday night during the season. And it's coming to Miami this year. Gary Payton is one of the head coaches. Now, I got to imagine, Gary Payton, when you're talking to Ice Cube, you go, hey, we got to get down to Miami this season, right? Because your memories of the 06 season, that has to be your idea, right? Because your best basketball, well, some of them, treat us Heat fans here, some of your best basketball memories have to be down here in Miami.
Well, look, Cube, keep me in the loop because he done went to Seattle. He go to Oakland this year, and he's going to Miami. But you go to Miami, he's doing it during my birthday weekend, so it's all good. But it's gonna be turned up in Miami, so we gonna have good games too. So, you know, I'm really happy about that because he keep it cracking for me.
And Gary, when you are you selling people on the Big Three? Because it's the second season. I know early on people might have been a little standoffish. Like your voice, your name in the NBA now coming to the Big Three. Like, are you almost a salesman as well as a coach?
I'm always a salesman, but it's already sold. Everybody always come up to me talking about, man, you still in the Big Three, man? The Big Three is popping, man. We watch it every day, dude. Y'all be getting it. So it's like, it's sold already because we got good games. It's already there. And when they asking me about situations, all they doing is just saying, man, how does it feel to be out there, man? Is it really like that? And I tell them to come live. It's like Oakland. I got about 100 people coming. So it's gonna be off the chain in Oakland. So it's already sold. I don't have to sell it. All they got to do, they come. They ask me about it all the time. They be texting me every week about it. I didn't got so many texts, so man, I got to turn off my email and my texts because it's too much to reply back to.
I know you guys got to go because you got live TV coming up, but who's the guy, Ice Cube, that you covet most to bring to the Big Three? Would it be Kobe?
I mean, of course, man. I would love Kobe, but I would love Kevin Garnett. You know, I would love Tim Duncan. He's out there somewhere. Is Dirk still playing?
You know, I'm on you.
Okay, I love Dirk. But what's cool is, you know, we bringing some of the greats back to Miami. We bringing Birdman. You know, he's in the league. He's gonna come back to Miami, and we bringing Rashard Lewis, and you know, just some of the guys who did their thing out there. So it's gonna be a great game out there on July 20th. So come check us out.
I'm trying to recruit Shaq, so whatever. Let it get out.
There you go. Well, have his debut. Have his debut in Miami, Gary.
No, that money's too good on TV. You know, that transition. That's what I want to, Cube, I got to ask you, man. I'm 35, man. I grew up. I grew West Side Connection. Boys in the Hood, Death Certificate, NWA, Predator, Wicked, the West Side Connection, Bow Down, brother. That was all my stuff. But I got to ask you, where do you go from Bow Down to Are We There Yet? Like, what is that transition, man? And do they give you hell when you make that transition over?
No, they'll never give me hell. You know, what I did was I realized that my fans, they had young kids. So I said, you know, I want to be a household name without, you know, dudes like you having to say, Cube used to be great. He used to do Bow Down. He used to do this. So I said, let me do something for the kids so they know who I am, so they'll run up and tell you who I am. So it's just strategy, baby.
There you go, Ice Cube.
How did that work out?
It's definitely working.
Hey, I ain't seeing the check, but I believe it might be working out.
Ice Cube and Gary Payton, thank you for making time for us, guys. We appreciate it.
Take it easy. Later.
Big Three Basketball League is coming to Miami July 20th at the American Airlines Arena, and it kicks off this Friday at the Toyota Center in Houston. You can watch it on FS1. That was cool. I always say this.
That was cool, man.
I always say this, and I know they had to go do live TV, so they come on. I mean, literally, I've seen the schedule. I've seen their schedule. It is this hit, this hit, this hit, this hit, and they don't have much give, and I could have talked for hours, but I say this all the time on radio. It's a unique job to be able to talk for 7 or 8 minutes to guys that, like, Gary Payton means so much to Heat fans that 06 season. And, you know, anybody my age grew up listening to Ice Cube music and NWA, and your age as well, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, and then, like you say, like the movies now. So kids today, they watch the movies now, and yeah, it's wild to be able to talk with them. And again, I had a million questions for Gary Payton, but then I had questions for Cube. So
that was I struggled with. I know we had about one.
It's like
each.
What do you ask? I wanted to ask Pat Riley questions of Gary Payton. Let's see if you can get Gary Payton on with us. Valero, I bet you can get him on with us. Just come on and talk about the Heat.
Tell
Cube.
Do
I use my Spanish voice?
Yeah.
No. Use a whole nother voice. Don't even be yourself.
Okay.
Like when you call people, get outside of you.
Garrison.
And I don't know what happened to you during the interview. I don't want to say anything. You
I
noticed
was excited,
that, Valero?
Man.
Valero, you know, Solana, you
damn,
noticed that? Yeah,
I'm not going to lie. That was Ice Cube.
I don't know what. You became MC Ren. Like, I don't know what happened to you.
Because when I started rattling, I was like, man, this is West Side Connection.
You were about to break off some bars. Like, I didn't know what was happening to you.
I got a freestyle in the back of my book.
Do you?
I missed it.
Man, that was your opportunity.
I got 8 bars. Call him back, Lero.
Give me a couple verses on there, and we'll become like the next Kid and Play.
I don't want you to be on my song.
Ashford and Simpson, Kid and Play.
Ashford and nothing.
We
Kid and nothing. Samson and nothing.
Samson and Delilah.
What's his name?
Samson and Delilah.
You know what goes together well? Beverly's and Jewelers.
There you go.
Because when you're buying diamonds, don't go on the internet, really, honestly. That's crazy. Why would you buy a precious stone on the internet? You can't even see it in a picture. You don't want to buy a stone off the picture. Don't get confused. Don't get misled. Go to Beverly's Jewelers to get your diamonds. Go to Beverly's Jewelers just to get your jewelry. They have one of the largest selection of GIA certified diamonds in the entire country. And they also carry the cutting edge technology of lab grown diamonds, identical to mine diamonds in every way. I've checked them out. Trust me. Go down and check them out. Go down and look. The lab grown and the mine diamond right next to each other. They look exactly alike. It is great technology, and the lab grown are 30 to 50% less expensive. And whatever you choose, you get that Beverly's low price guarantee, which is you will not find the same diamond for less anywhere. Go do your research. I'm telling you to do it. Go look around. You will be right back at Beverly's like I've been for years to get your beautiful pieces, to get your custom design, everything, your rings, your bracelets, your anklets, whatever you need. That's part of Beverly's that I love is the custom design studio. Because you can bring in a picture of a ring, a picture of a bracelet, a picture of a necklace, and they will design it for you. They will create your dream ring, your dream piece of jewelry right there. You got to visit their Fort Lauderdale location or Pembroke Pines location or go online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly Jewelers for over 50 years where South Florida gets engaged.
Radio.com.
This, of course, one of Ice Cube's bigger hits, Straight Up.
The easiest thing. I assumed.
Easiest. I was surprised he didn't come in with NWA or Ice Cube in the last segment. I was certain it was coming this segment, but I see here on my show sheet, Paula Abdul is 56 today, so obviously we'll ignore what happened in the last segment when you called out Ice Cube, and we'll celebrate Paula Abdul's
first
birthday.
How many times has Paula been on the show? She hasn't.
Nan,
so she shouldn't make it. And then I did not call out Ice Cube. I had to address a childhood problem of mine.
But you essentially said to him with your question about going from NWA to Are We There Yet? You essentially said, hey, when did you become a guy from the streets to becoming Mo, Larry, and Curly. Like, you called them out.
There was a certain gangster rap street thing to Ice Cube, and Are We There Yet was out of the realm of anything I thought Ice Cube would do, so I wanted to ask.
Now you've got
beef. I think it was a great question.
Now you've got beef.
I think Ice Cube had bigger fish to fry than me.
You've got beef
with
Ice Cube.
You think he dislikes me?
No, I think he probably gets that question.
He got to.
50,000 times a day.
Because I even get it about the radio.
You
like,
know
hey,
why?
You sit around giggling, joke all the time
as a
job.
You
like,
grew up. You grew up, though. Everybody grows up.
Yeah, and that's what happened. But I didn't go for where Ice Cube went. Like, I went from playing football to talking about sports.
But
Ice Cube went from the. Have you seen Straight Outta Compton? A state told him, do not play this song. We're going to arrest you
and prosecute you. Look at Uncle Luke.
But Uncle Luke right now still talking about, he's still having pictures with the half-naked girls.
Yeah, but he's an educator.
He's Are You There Yet-ing. Have you seen Are You There Yet?
I'm saying you went from, in college, stabbing someone in the locker room with a pencil to now living in a gated community and taking your kids to private school and volunteering at Diversity Day.
Because you haven't said nothing slick enough yet. You've been on the verge, but you haven't said nothing slick
enough
yet.
All right, fair enough.
Now they're calling me a groupie on the text machine. I sounded that bad? I thought I was just showing the man some love before I undercut him.
I hope you were reading his IMDb because you rattled off his discography
It was my favorite movies, man. You go to hell.
You had the discography like it was tattooed on your arm.
America's Most Wanted, the first album after he left. Y'all, man, leave me alone.
So it is Paula Abdul's birthday. And by the way, Hall & Oates has a radio tour on Friday.
We'll pass.
Well, I know you're off on Friday, but it was like at 11 a.m., and I wasn't going to make you come in that early to talk to Oates.
Mustache Oates.
Marlon Wayans as well.
We'll talk to Marlon.
Nah, what do I got to say to Marlon?
Who's more entertaining, Oates or Marlon Wayans?
Oates.
Come on.
I mean, it's not even a question.
No. I know who's more talented, I would say. His music better
Marlon
than Marlon
Wayans. Is not even the most talented person in his family.
I know, but I think
Oates is.
He would be better on radio than Oates.
Disagree.
What is Oates going to talk about? Mustaches?
Maybe.
That's all he got.
What's Marlon Wayans going to talk about?
Funny.
Fire Marshal Bill?
It's better than mustaches.
I don't even know if Marlon Wayans was alive when Fire Marshal Bill was.
Who is Fire Marshal Bill?
You never saw In Living Color?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You never saw Fire Marshal Bill? No.
Really?
What was that on? In Living Color?
In Living Color.
You've never watched In Living Color in your life?
Is that a show or a
Men
movie?
On
that...
Film? You never saw Men on Film?
No.
I gave it two snaps up with a twist.
I've seen The White Chicks.
That was the best, right?
That was hilarious.
Men on Film was great.
They could never do Men on Film in 2018.
I think they could.
I
think if it's that over the top.
He had
the little hat.
The little hat, and he had the one piece of hair with the bow around it. Man, listen.
I think you could.
They would have so much pushback right now for Men on Film. It would be ridiculous.
I think you could. Anyway, it's Paula Abdul's 56th birthday. I think everybody knows that. So we have LeBron James singing Happy Birthday. And in the interest of today's show, we also did Falero doing it in Spanish because we're having Falero do all the great calls in English in Spanish in his own amenable way. But here is the actual happy birthday song from LeBron James that we play.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Now, Falero did not do a good job on this one. There's no sound effects. This is
straight audio.
It's
bro.
Terrible. This is terrible. I said to him, "Do the Spanish version of that." This is how it came out.
Feliz cumpleaños a ti. Feliz cumpleaños. Feliz cumpleaños. Feliz cumpleaños a ti.
There's no production value. He says Feliz cumpleaños because LeBron says happy birthday. so he threw an F in cumpleaños is just terrible.
And I thought it was pretty good.
It's really terrible.
Terrible.
Hit the right notes.
You did such a good job on all the other ones, and that one was just terrible. Also, Ice Cube had mentioned Dirk Nowitzki. He's 40 today.
Mm.
40. Still got that fadeaway working, that turnaround.
Have you watched him?
Well, it's not working all the time.
It doesn't fade. It doesn't. He's just a way.
Macklemore is 35.
Who was that?
You don't know Macklemore?
Oh, that's the one that dances with the worker from Steak and Shake.
What?
And his buddy on his group, he works for Steak and Shake.
It's Macklemore and
the black
Ryan Lewis.
Yeah, he's dressed up like
Macklemore's
Steak and Shake.
Macklemore's a good rapper. I don't care what anybody says.
Good. We can go with good.
Great rapper.
Good rapper.
Give me a little thrift shop. Go.
Philly.
I don't want that garbage again. Basura. That's basura. Zoe Saldana.
Saldana.
She's
Saldana.
That's
no,
the girl.
No, yeah, it's Saldana.
No, Tilde?
No.
Who's Jacob DeGrom?
He's a pitcher for the Mets.
I knew that. Zoe Saldana, what was she in?
Saldana.
She's the green lady in...
Yeah, she's Gamora.
And if all three of us shot at
in
her...
Guardians of the Galaxy?
If all three of us tried to get her number, she would only give her number to you.
Is that so?
Yeah. And that's... when I found that out,
All right.
I had to hit her with the...
All right.
Swim move, rip. I had to get away.
I like it.
I don't.
Big fan.
You know, you don't even know who she is, Hawk.
The green lady in Guardians of the Galaxy.
I just told you that.
Saldana.
No, Saldana.
Talk about BNT services here. You know, you may be aware hurricane season is here. We're in it. We are in it. Green ladies flying at you. Is that hurricane season or no? That's just Guardians of the Galaxy. All right. So BNT services, my wife and I, we hired them for impact windows and doors in our house. And oh my goodness, are we happy that we did. Last year, Hurricane Irma, and obviously hurricane season was no fun. And we said, you know what? We're not going to do that again. We're not going to be putting up plywood on the house. And so we finally made the leap and we decided let's get impact windows and doors for our house. And we called BNT services. And Brett and Tom came out to the house. They helped us pick out the perfect PGT custom windows and doors. And it got installed last week. We went through the first visit, and they took the measurements, and we looked in the book for the doors that we wanted, and then they had to get everything manufactured, and then they had to pull the permits. We had to get approval from the HOA. This is all stuff that you have to do, but you know what? BNT Services made it a pleasure. We followed along on their Builder Trend portal. We were able to see exactly where we were in the progress of the job. And then, boom, last Monday and Tuesday, they were out at the house. They installed everything. They were so nice. Everybody was so clean. They would install one of the windows. They would vacuum. It was just a tremendously pleasurable experience working with BNT Services. So if you're thinking about impact windows and doors for your home, I cannot recommend enough BNT Services. Over 25 years of experience, they're still staff will help you pick out the perfect PGT custom windows and doors. Don't wait another day. Call Brett and Tom right now at BNT Services, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126. Or go online to bntwindowsanddoors.com.